The question was asked, if a person would like to take from their soup Friday night, they finish the soup, they put it in the fridge, and then they would like to take from that soup and put it into the couscous or into the rice Shabbos morning and put it again up on the plata. Is that permissible? So let's analyze the question and then see what the answer is. Technically, when we put food back up on the plata Shabbos morning, we are doing two things. We are taking something that is fully cooked and putting it on the plata so that I don't have a problem of bishul d'oraita. I don't have an issue that I'm cooking it. And our assumption is, at least for us Ashkenazim, our assumption is that anything dry, like rice or couscous, fully cooked, is cooked. Okay, so if I have a cooked potato, it's cooked. We should notice that I'm going from cooking to baking, right? And there is such a concept as baking after cooking or cooking after baking, meaning if I take bread that's been baked and I cook it in water, so then I've cooked the bread. I don't say that because it was already baked, there's no cooking after baking. If I take something that's cooked and now I'm going to bake it, so let's say I take a cooked potato and I put it on the plata, so now I'm using dry heat, that's baking. But let's go step by step. So I have my pot of rice. The rice is ready. I'm going to reheat the rice. When I put the rice up, so I have two issues. Number one, I'm not recooking it because it's fully cooked. Number two is I have to do it in a manner that it's not mechzikim vashil. It doesn't look like I'm cooking it. So for that, either we put down an upside down tin, an upside down pot. We put it on top of another pot. What we do at home is we have little pots that we fill with boiled water. So that way I'm putting it on top of a pot that's filled with food. So for the first decade of our married life, I destroyed many vessels that way. I destroyed cooking trays. I would initially take the cooking sheet, fill it with boiled water, and that would be my lower pot. And on top of that, I'd put an upside down cooking tray, and then I'd put all the food, and that destroyed our oven's cooking trays. So it took me. So then I said, okay, that doesn't work. So I took frying pans because you want it to be hot. You don't want it to be a high pot. So I take a frying pan. I'd have a hot water urn on the fire, and then I take boiling water from the urn, put it in the pan, put it on the plata, and put on top of that the pots or the trays that I wanted to heat for Shabbos day. Let's say you have kugel, schnitzel, whatever here. And then what would happen is, invariably, I would forget the frying pan on top of the plata. The water would evaporate. The frying pan would reach a very high heat on the plata, and the handles would break off. So I destroyed quite a few vessels that way. And then finally, I had this brilliant idea of taking tuna cans. After we finish the tuna, so then the can is also a vessel. That's also a pot of sorts, right? And that's a pot that you don't care if it burns or anything happens to it. So I got these can openers. They have, I think, also in Israel, but I got it when I was visiting my parents in the U.S. They have can openers that you don't have a sharp lid after you open it. They open it in a way that you don't have a sharp lip by the lid. We opened our tuna cans not with the handle that it comes with, but rather with this can opener. So now I have at home 7 or 8 tuna cans that are not dangerous. And Shabbos morning, I take out my tuna cans, put in boiling water, and put them on the plata. Now I have the lower pot, my lower tuna can filled with boiled water. On top of that, I put all my pans, pots, whatever I want to reheat, but it has to be dry food. Because our assumption is that when it's a dry food that was already cooked, so then by reheating it, I'm not doing bishul achar bishul. Most people are not so stringent. Most people today say it's enough to put tin foil over the plata. It's enough to put an upside down cooking sheet. There are different opinions. Some people will take a disposable cooking sheet and put it upside down. They say any one of these is enough to make it not look like you're cooking on Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura and Rav Feinstein and the Prime Gadim, they held that even the Shulchan Aruch, they interpreted the Shulchan Aruch to mean that it is more correct that the way to do it is to have a lower vessel with food in it, That's why I use the tuna can with boiled water, and on top of that, to put whatever vessel you're reheating. So we said we have to accomplish two things. We have to ensure we don't have, we're not cooking on Shabbos. It has to be fully cooked. And number two, we have to ensure that it doesn't look like I'm cooking on Shabbos. So, what about soup? I cooked soup. I want to reheat the soup. So when it comes to lach, when it comes to fluids, our assumption is that if it cooled off completely, you put it in the fridge, it's completely cool, so then I have a problem putting it back up on the plata. Then even if I'm going to put it on top of the tuna cans, I have a problem. Now, that is provided that the food, during the course of Shabbos, could reach the heat of Yad Soledes Bo. Meaning, what happens if, let's say, I have sauce that I want to use for the burekas or for some other food. I have sauce that I want to heat up. And the sauce was never cooked, but I don't want to serve cold sauce. So then I would not be allowed to put it on the plata or even on a vessel on the plata where it could reach the heat of Yad Soledes Bo. Yad Soledes Bo is that it's so hot that you'd pull your hand away. You wouldn't want to leave your hand in it. So if I were to forget it there, and it would sit there for the rest of Shabbos, would it reach that heat? If it would reach that heat, then I can't put it there. But if it won't reach that heat, so we had this past Shabbos, my wife wanted me to reheat maybe ratatouille, I don't remember what, and there was a lot of liquid there. So my wife said, can you or can't you? I said, okay, I'll deal with it. What did I do? I took the tuna cans, filled them with water. On top of the tuna cans, I put the kugel. So the kugel barely reaches Yad Soledes Bo. I don't think it even reaches Yad Soledes Bo. It gets nice and warm, but I don't think the kugel even reaches Yad Soledes Bo. On top of the kugel, I put the pot of ratatouille. So now the pot of ratatouille reaches a pleasant warmth, a little bit more than room temperature. If I'd leave it there the whole day, it would never reach Yad Soledes Bo. I've warmed it up. It's permissible for me to do it. It doesn't look like I'm cooking on Shabbos. And I didn't put it in a place that's close enough to the fire that it would ever reach Yad Soledes Bo. That's okay, because the ratatouille has a lot of liquid in it, so I wouldn't be allowed to put it closer to the fire, even though it's fully cooked. But I'm taking it from the fridge. So that's the eitz of how we would reheat a liquid. A liquid, we would say, should be in a place where it cannot reach Yad Soledes Bo. If it's a dry solid, if it's something dry, so I'm allowed to reheat it on Shabbos, provided that I've done something so it doesn't look like I'm cooking or baking it on Shabbos. How so? So we said, those are some of the options. So let's just go in order. I think Aviel was first. Yeah.
They would get a lot. So it would not work for pure liquid. But when you have these black grates that go over the plata, I think that clearly wouldn't look like cooking. No one would cook something this high above the plata, I don't think. In other words, but I guess it depends on the stringency, as you said.
Maybe I'll tell you an example. Here's so that brings us to another question. Some want to argue, and I had this a funny story in shul. Some want to argue that a plata is never used for cooking. And that's why a plata, our plata that we use on Shabbos, our hot plate, our plata, people say you never cook
on
that.
No,
but their point was, their point was it doesn't look like you're cooking because no one cooks there. So I was giving, I was talking in shul, and I said to them, I'll prove to you that you do cook on it. Most of the time you don't because you don't need it. But I'll prove to you that you do because on Yom Tov, what happens when you have a two-day Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov? Or you have Shabbos and then Yom Tov? So if you need more hot water, what does your wife do? The morning of Yom Tov, she takes water in a pot, she puts it on the plata, and cooks it there. That's how you make more hot water. So that means it's not that you don't cook on a plata, it's that you don't need to, so you don't bother doing it. But really, you do cook on a plata. So all the men said, no, we don't do that. We never heat water. We prepare water from before Yom Tov. We don't heat water. I said, okay. They said, no, it's not the derech. And I got complaints from all over the shul that you don't cook with a plata. I said, okay, you're all telling me that. I said, I think houses do that. But you're all telling me that we continued. I continued the speech, and a little girl comes from the woman's section a minute later, and she walks up to the podium, and she whispers something in my ear. And then she goes back to the women's section. So I said, gentlemen, I'm sorry to tell you, your wives just sent a message from the women's section that they do that. The wives sent this girl out to tell our husbands that we do. That's what we do in the morning. We put up the pot. The husbands don't know. They're out in shul. But that's how we have enough hot water for Yom Tov. So we do cook with a plata. I'm saying it's true that out of convenience, we don't usually do it. But yeah, a plata is, yeah.
But I'm talking about
so I'm going to ask you, with that grate, what do people do Yom Tov morning, Rosh Hashanah? You had 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
If you didn't have enough water, ask your wife. Did she put up a pot over there?
The grate will keep it hot. The question is, you know, we boil it or something?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the grate. I just don't know.
How high, and it depends what food, pure liquid, I don't know either. I mean, and that's, solidified doesn't have to be boiling either.
No, it's not boiling.
Yeah, I know, so it's been very well.
Is
okay.
Yes, sir.
So going back to the original question, if you wouldn't be able to put the soup inside the rice on the plata, because it can get to yet salad and or look like it's being cooked.
You could put the vegetables from the soup in the rice because that's dry.
Evanti, but I thought you're not allowed to separate what's desired from what's not desired. So if the vegetables and the chicken or one or the other is desired but not the broth, then how are you able to take that out and use it for another meal? Or maybe I'm understanding the concept improperly.
Our rule is that I'm allowed to take out biyad with my hand or a fork or a spoon that's like the extension of my hand. Ochel mitoch psolet, the food, the item I want. If I'm going to miyad, if I'm going to, in the near future, in the next 20 minutes, half hour, I'm going to eat it. So you're right that if I'm going to do this breira, if I'm going to take out the vegetables from the soup in the morning to put it up on the plata for the meal that's going to be in 3 hours, then I have a problem. That's true. Then I would have a problem to do it. The Gros Moshe says it seems obvious to him that separating vegetables from soup is bora. Yeah. So then I would have a problem to do it. The question is, can we figure out a way to do it without... I can't think of a way right now. There might be a gimmick to figure out how to get the vegetables out without it being borer. I have to think about it.
So I was thinking you could do it together with broth. Then you could put the broth in the rice and the pot.
That brings us to another question of how liquidy does it have to be for it to be considered a liquid. Meaning if most of the broth is going to be absorbed by the rice, there's only a little bit here and there, that's not considered wet. Wet is at least that you see a puddle on the bottom, at least. And even that's a machloket, whether that's considered wet. Again, we're dealing with something that was cooked already. So our whole question is, rabbinically, drabanan, can I put that up or not? So here we have different opinions about whether we would go by... you have this with chicken also. When you make chicken, on the bottom of the chicken, you have a lot of juice. So is that considered wet? I'm reheating the chicken. The chicken's dry. So that's a machloket. Do I say that once there are puddles on the bottom, that's called wet? Or do I say no, being that the primary food that I'm eating here is dry. There's a little bit of wetness here, but the primary food is dry. That's not considered a wet item, and that would be allowed to be reheated. Depends on who you ask. Pretty much. Where we would have one more angle to be lenient than we would. If you have a question whether it would even reach Yad Soledis Bo, which is the case most of the time when you reheat chicken, I'm saying, so then you'd have room to be lenient, to rely on the opinion that says it's not they don't even go by the juice, that you just go by the chicken. I'm saying, if we would have one more tzad to be makel, then for sure we would be makel. Without one more tzad, it depends who you ask. But if you have one more tzad, then yeah. For example, in your case, where you could say, I'm going to take broth with the vegetables, and then the broth will get absorbed by the rice. And chances are there won't be broth on the bottom, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. So then I would be lenient. I would say you could reheat that on the platter. You're not even sure there's going to be any liquid on the bottom. And if there is, you don't care if that heats or not. That's not even your interest. That's not what you're eating. You're eating the rice. You're eating the vegetables. By the time you get to the liquid, you won't even benefit from its being heated. So there, again, once there's one more tzad to be lenient, then I would definitely be comfortable relying on the opinion that being that there's only a little puddle on the bottom, or maybe a little puddle on the bottom, you could reheat it.
And all of this is only if you're doing it within the, you know, a span of, you know, you said a short time, 20 minutes.
That's for borer. I'm not talking about borer. That's if I'm doing borer, it has to be adjacent to the meal. But
then if you're taking with the broth also,
I'm not doing borer.
For sure.
That's fine, I'm not doing borer.
Okay.
You could do borer if it's right next to the meal.
We have three components. I'm allowed to do borer when it's bayad, miyad, ochel mitoch psolet. I'm not using any instrument, I'm doing it with my hand or a spoon, right? And it's not that I'm using the spoon to siphon off the butter off the milk. It's that I'm using the spoon as an extension of my hand to pick up the potato from the chont. I could use my fingers, I prefer using a spoon. It's not a specialized instrument. So that's the extent of, that's the, like an extension of my hand. So that's bayad, I'm not using any instruments. Miyad, I'm going to eat it in the adjacent meal within the next half hour. I'm not preparing for the next meal. It's the meal that's right now. It's not before davening. It's I've come home from shul, or I'm on my way home from shul, and the wife prepares the food. Bayad, miyad, and ochel mitoch psolet. I'm taking out what I want from that which I don't want. I'm removing what I want. Yes?
I realized I got a filter for tea, and it, you know, it filters out the leaves. It seemed like it's borer. But isn't that like a tea bag? Like a tea bag, I don't think is a problem.
It depends on how you use it. If you put in the tea leaves into the filter, and then you pour in the boiling water, that's like a tea bag. But if you take a pot, and you boil the tea with the leaves, and now you have a mixture of tea and leaves, and then you pour it through the filter, then you have a problem of borer. You understand the difference? I'm saying when I put the tea leaves in the filter, I've left the tea leaves separate.
Yeah.
I'm pouring in boiling water. Now the boiling water is mixing in and out of that filter, but I haven't done borer. When I put in the tea leaves, I put them into the filter, just like I can put a tea bag into the tea. But I used to make tea. Raspberry leaf tea is good for a woman towards pregnancy. The last 2 months of pregnancy, it's good to drink raspberry leaf tea. I haven't seen it anywhere in Israel sold in tea bags. So I would always cook my wife the raspberry leaves in the pot, and then pour the whole pot with the water into a filter. So then I'm really filtering. Then I'm doing borer and mamash. And with a specialized instrument, that could be borer d'oraisa. Shalom.